From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. It covers trade with Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Chile, Canada, Mexico, and four other countries. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. Also, Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and rein in its growth. At the start of a meeting with business leaders, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries, saying they would face a hefty tariff if they manufacture products elsewhere and then attempt to bring them back across the border to sell in the U.S. Officials report no breakthroughs at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Talks will continue Tuesday. Officials say there have been no direct negotiations, but that the parties are communicating through mediators. The negotiations are focusing on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. An advisor to Mr. Barrow told reporters Monday that before leaving the country on Saturday, Mr. Jammeh stole $11 million from state coffers and had luxury cars shipped out by plane. This is VOA News. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is due to vote Monday on President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson. His approval is practically assured now that Senator Marco Rubio has indicated he will now support the nomination. On Sunday, two other influential Republicans, Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, threw their support behind Tillerson after earlier expressing serious concern over his ties with Russia. Also, Republicans will press for the confirmation of CIA Director nominee Mike Pompeo. Contentious confirmation votes loom for nominees to lead the Treasury, Energy, and Health and Human Services departments, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. A left-leaning group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has filed a lawsuit charging that President Donald Trump's vast business holdings place him in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is totally without merit. The case is based on the so-called Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which says foreign powers and governments may not provide payments or gifts to the president without the approval of Congress. Doctors said Monday that the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is improving. He is suffering from pneumonia. The 92-year-old former president has been moved out of the intensive care unit of a Houston hospital. A doctor says Mr. Bush could be released from the hospital in several days if he continues to improve. Prosecutors said Sunday that 56 sets of human remains have been identified 1 year after they were found in a mass grave in Mexico state of Nuevo León. They say 24 sets of remains were identified through DNA testing and matched existing profiles belonging to people who had been reported missing since 2010. The DNA profiles of 32 other people were found in the bones, but they could not be immediately matched. Authorities are in the process of delivering the remains to families. Political parties in the Netherlands have begun their campaigns for the March 15th parliamentary elections. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his People's Party for Freedom and Democracy ran a full-page newspaper advertisement Monday, calling for people to, quoting now, act normal or leave if they do not like the country and its values. The message is seen by critics as targeting Dutch citizens of non-Western background. Populist Geert Wilders and his Freedom Party are leading in the polls. His message is anti-establishment, anti-immigrant, anti-EU, and anti-Islam. The Prime Minister's party is in second place. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.